Good morning. Happy Sunday. Today is May 3rd. Today I find myself in my parents' little shore house reading the Bible from the book of John for our Bible Sunday. If you guys have any, first of all, I'm humbled. I'm honored that people are reaching out to me. I feel just so much joy when people are like, I've gotten text messages and DMs and stuff over especially kind of the faith thing. And it's been so cool. So please continue to do that. I love it. I really love it. Today for Bible Sunday, I'm going to read from the book of John. I think that this is a really awesome verse that everybody should hear in the world. And then I want to talk about the word repent because it's been a crazy word for me in my life. So we're reading from the book of John. Jesus forgives an adulterous woman. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down, and he taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman has taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. He's like, I ain't listening to you. I didn't hear anything. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. He's chilling. He's like, go ahead. If you've never messed up right now, go ahead and throw your stones. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, that's important, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So this is like my favorite thing to reference always the moment, like not like I'm pulling it out and being like John 8 on people, but like what I mean with judgment, like I'm passionate about judgment because it's just like you have no space on this realm, in this realm, to judge other people because of your own contribution to your own sins and your own, if sins is a weird word for you, your own actions and behaviors. People who want to put themselves on this imaginary pedestal with the ability to judge other people, I think lack a lot of self-awareness at the end of the day. So that's a really, I love that Bible verse. I like to keep Bible Sundays short and sweet. But what I want to talk about as well is the word repent, because for a long time in my life, I didn't really comprehend or understand the word repent in the way that I think it is meant to be understood. What happened with me in my historic, you know, in my history of faith was the word repent was filled with a ton of shame and guilt, right? And you do have a sense of shame or guilt when you decide to change, because to repent actually means to change. However, in my understanding, that shame and that guilt that I would have underneath something that maybe I had done or decision that I made or whatever, that shame and guilt would never be forgiven by myself, and I would compound shame and guilt for like my whole life. And then it got to be so heavy, and that's when I started to be like, you know what, I gotta go through these things. I gotta work through all of this stuff that I have in my head because this isn't like comfy or fun for me right now. But learning what it means biblically to repent is so freeing because it means to change. And then you are graced with love and forgiveness and grace. But when you don't give it to yourself, that's when we are so held back. And it's so hard to operate from that. So keep that in mind with the word repent. I know for a lot of people, it's familiar, that feeling. It's familiar, this compounded shame and guilt over these things. But just like in John 8, like Jesus is nothing but grace. God is nothing but grace. So you get to extend that grace to yourself. It might not be entirely, you know, like I think that the more you can give yourself grace and forgive yourself for maybe decisions made, as long as you're sitting in a right place, you know, and like you've righted some wrongs. I know I didn't say that right, but like as long as you can say that you don't have like unfinished business or something like that, then give yourself the grace, because it frees you up to be a happier, better, more joyful, more loving person and child of God and able to impact lives, because you've released that compounded shame and guilt. To repent doesn't mean to live in shame and guilt forever. To repent means to change. And of course, if you're changing something, it's not sitting well with you. So you might have shame and guilt, on that topic. But know that your changing is what God wants from you. And how Jesus says, go and sin no more. Like, go and change. Go and repent. Change. And life is nothing but change. The only constant is change. So I was talking to my friend Lindsay, and her episode is coming up this Wednesday, as well as my friend Jasmine. We're doing like a bridal episode. And one of them is a bride, Lindsay, and the other, Jasmine, works in the bridal industry, because that's a big part of my life as well. But I was talking to Lindsay about like how crazy it is, like 21 to 27. And she was like, how about like 25 to 27? Like the difference in the way you make decisions, the way you perceive things, the way you experience emotions, just everything is constantly changing. So to repent just means the same thing, but it's to do it in a conscious way that you want to bring your life in a more, in a place that's more aligned with, you know, love and joy and passion and things that all fall under God. So a conscious turning of yourself toward God is to repent, which feels freeing and amazing and beautiful and just purposeful. So that's our Bible Sunday. You know, I like to keep these short. Well, you don't know, but you're going to find out if you keep listening that Bible Sundays are always going to be just little snippets of information from the Bible. Now, usually I'm only doing faith focused things on Sunday, and everything at the end of the day is faith focused. But today as well, there's an episode. If you're a mom and you find yourself listening, check out this episode. Her name is Allison. We got on the phone a couple days ago to talk about her experience in quarantine. I can't relate fully to being a mom. So I wanted to have somebody on here that could talk to you guys, because I know I have a lot of mom friends. So I love you guys. I'm so grateful for you. And please reach out. I love it. Get on here. I have been on phone calls all week. It's been so fun. I love to talk to people. It's my favorite, number one favorite thing about being a hairstylist is people. So I've just been having a blast podcasting, and I can't thank you enough. So please join me with whatever you want to join me on. I love you all. Enjoy this Sunday. Enjoy your people. Enjoy your family. And please stay healthy and hopeful. Everyone or anyone that's out there, an essential worker, healthcare worker, thank you. I can't express enough gratitude. I love you. Beyond belief. Enjoy your days. I'll talk to you soon.